The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
We are broadcasting live today, not from News Talk Towers, not from Vatican City. We are in Boston, Massachusetts, and we're here with Ireland Gateway to Europe. The focus, of course, so much with this trade mission on that transatlantic trade, the business done between this part of the world that we are in and our own part of the world, home in Ireland. And one company that has a presence in both camps is, of course, Whoop. And Jess Kelly, our technology correspondent, has been out there at Whoop HQ because they had a big announcement, Jess, is that right?
Yeah, this is the first time in about 5 years, just shy of 5 years, that Whoop has unveiled new hardware. For those who don't know, you might have seen this on the wrist of Cristiano Ronaldo or the wrist of Rory McIlroy. This is a wearable, but it's not a smartwatch. The key difference here is that it'll give you insights and track your fitness and your well-being, but there's no screen on it, so it's very different to a smartwatch. It has been around for over a decade. It's been developed here in Boston at Harvard. As you mentioned there, they have a base in Ireland as well. But today they've unveiled the 5.0. So Whoop 5.0 and the Whoop MG, the medical grade, as well as a whole host of software updates on the app. This is the wearable that I've been wearing for the last little while. And the way they do it is they give you a strain score every day. So when you move, when you do exercise, if you do some gardening, which I've been doing loads of, nice. That all counts towards your strain. And then there's the recovery score. So this is something that's really important to the athletes. They talk about the importance of the recovery, so your sleep, your hydration, a bit of stretching, all the rest. The medical grade device now includes ECG. There's also sensors that can give you indications of your blood pressure as well, so it's much more sophisticated than it was.
Okay, yeah, so for people who have been using it then and they're used to the strain score and the recovery score and their sleep score and all of that, if they upgrade to the new devices, what more will they learn about themselves?
So you're getting now what is called health span. Now, this is the bit. Remember earlier in the show
you said you found out something you didn't like about yourself. You weren't too proud of.
I think I said about myself. I think I said about the app, but yes. It wasn't a moment of self-loathing.
This is a safe space, Jess.
So
it's just you and me here.
Okay. So, Kieran, just between us.
Okay.
So my biological age is 36.
Okay.
My health span age, according to Whoop.
Yeah.
It's 39.
No way. Whoop thinks you're closing in on 40.
It's so upsetting.
Oh my God.
I am devastated. But what's really cool about Whoop, they're now using AI to give you insights and a bit of guidance in terms of how you can tackle that. So for me, things like heart health, things like getting enough sleep, enough rest. But I actually, as I've said to you, I went down to Whoop HQ yesterday and I met with their CMO, John Sullivan. And he told me that although these devices are cool from a technological point of view, they could also actually help relieve some of the pressures that health services face around the world.
Okay, so explain it, because I've been hearing that now for quite some time, that, you know, wearables were going to do this. You know, that it kind of preventative medicine. This was going to be the next frontier in preventative medicine. Your watch or your phone or something was going to tell you before you got sick. It hasn't really manifested yet.
Not yet.
Might the Whoop be the thing that does it? Is that the contention?
I think so. And I think we're going to hear from John in just a quick second. But I think it's more about the integration and the willingness of the medical community to acknowledge the sophistication of these devices. I often talk about them, but Professor Martin Curley, he used to work for the HSE, he was a big advocate of wearable devices because he said that you are giving people information, you're putting their health in their hands. And this is something that John said could be transformational.
You know, I think we are approaching this moment in time not just from the point of view of introducing new technology, but introducing new technology at a moment in cultural context that is pretty much universally shared around the world. Healthcare systems tend to be overrun no matter where you are. Levels of confidence and satisfaction with them, depending on where you are in the world, vary, but usually don't rate great. It's kind of like telco and airlines, you know? It's just like it's important. It's an important service. I have places that I trust, but overall I want more from it. And that's ultimately what Whoop does, right? It enables you to take responsibility, agency, control for your own outcomes and to expect more. I mean, I have years of dealing – not dealing. I'm blessed with relatively good health, but you go into your doctor and you say, I'm a little tired or my HRV is low. And, you know, you get looked at kind of askew because you're otherwise presenting, according to their metrics, as a perfectly healthy person. But I just want more. You know, I believe the decisions I make today will impact my quality of life years down the road. The most important innovation, arguably, across this entire suite of both, you know, two generations of hardware. It's not just five. It's the Whoop 5 and the Whoop MG, MG for medical grade. There are 9 core metrics, behaviors that we all experience every day that have to do with your sleep health and consistency, your VO2 max and overall fitness. And it translates those 9 behaviors, and that list will grow with time, undoubtedly, but it translates them into how healthy and how youthful your body is relative to your biological age, mm-hmm. and then how quickly or not quickly or how slowly, in fact, you're aging. And I think that the strength of Whoop has really always been in the scoring of your health and fitness metrics in a way that really cut through and we hope are visceral. Mm-hmm. Then the other big thing that we pride ourselves on is informing positive behavior change through the attributes that are leading to those scores. Health span, I would argue, is the North Star metric on the Whoop platform now, where the goal is how highly can you perform for how long in life in relative to whatever your definition of performance is.
So that's John Sullivan of Whoop. Just a final question. Mm. Any appetite out there in Whoop HQ to just put a watch face on the strap? No?
No. It's all about removing the distraction, letting you be you. I told you a few months ago,
But me wants to know what time it is.
Sure. Do you not have a normal watch?
You can't be going around wearing two straps.
You can.
Don't be a two strap.
Pat Kenny has a normal watch on one hand and then a smart watch on the other hand. He's got two watches. So if you need to know the time, ask Pat Kenny. That's how you find out.
Exclusive.
There you go.
Hard shoulder. Pat Kenny, a two timer. Jess Kelly, our technology correspondent. Thank you very much. Pat, take it up with Jess. She's the one who said it, not me. Listen, we will go. Thank you, Jess.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.